1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show. This is our Survivor preview hour. So Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries is going to come on and give us an idea of the excitement surrounding the Survivor show. This is the last show tonight.
Well, hopefully, Phil, this is not the last show. This is the...
But you know what I'm saying is the last show of the season.
Hopefully, Phil, this is the beginning, I think, of a lot of wonderful things for the Survivor TV series, a program, a television show that is rewritten, has literally rewritten the rules when it comes to television. And I think there's an opportunity for people in your listening audience to be involved with the television program Survivor, the number one TV show in America today, be involved with Survivor, and help underprivileged kids, help kids who don't have what the rest of us have, which is a home, a roof over our head, food, a family that loves us, to help kids who are underprivileged and some kids who are very, very sick, to be involved in something, Phil, that I think could be really exciting in relation to Survivor.
Now, what you're involved in, by the way, Bob, you are a businessman. McGraw Industries is the umbrella organization, but you do a lot of work for charity, don't you?
We do, Phil. A good 50% of all of our money goes directly into charities, and we have done this for the last 10 years as a way of saying thank you, America, for making McGraw Industries a successful business enterprise. But I want to get back to Survivor. This is the number one television program in America today. What we want to do is capitalize on one of the Survivor episodes. We all remember the episode where they had to eat rat, Phil.
Oh, man, do I ever remember that.
We all remember that one. Well, we did a focus group, and this is going to be insane, but I'm going to tell you this straight out, and I want your listeners to get... We did a test focus group. Phil, we found out that people like this if it's presented properly. And
you talking about rat meat?
We are talking about rat meat. They really enjoyed it. We did it a couple of different ways, and I'm not going to get into the specifics, but we found out that if you use corn batter and you wrap that around a filet, that it is delicious, and we are really surprised, because I can tell you, Phil, we tested this in about 12 different markets across the country, and also utilized focus groups in anywhere from, I'd say 2,000 to 3,000 American communities. If you use a rat, if you use filet or rat meat, and you use a corn dog approach, and what you want to call it, a corn rat, this is delicious. And
you're never going to get me to eat rat meat. I don't care how delicious it is.
I'll tell you this, that you've heard of a corn dog.
So you are wrapping rat in what, corn batter?
Corn rat, if you want. We call it, though, Phil, Survivor on a Stick, and we want people to get involved in a way that I think is groundbreaking.
Okay, now, number one, you're never going to get me, and you're never, ever, ever...
Phil, before you say never, 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 would you like to try it? Would you like to...
No, I would not.
Would you like me to bring this in next week to your program? Seriously, because I can talk to Mike.
What do you think, Mike? He's going to bring it in next week? You know what? I'll try it.
That's all we're asking. All we want people to do is give it a try. We have got a franchise opportunity. Survivor, the number one television show on TV, is bringing you Survivor on a Stick. This is...
You're talking about corn rat. Instead of a corn dog, a corn rat.
No, we're going to call it Survivor on a Stick. It is rat meat, but we thought, okay, the television show had these people eating rat meat. Is there a way of making it enjoyable? And, Phil, we have found a way by corning it or battering it, wrapping it in a corn batter. Corn rat, Survivor on a Stick, and you can get the franchise opportunity of a lifetime. 50% of this goes to charity. Now, this is a brilliant, brilliant idea and a great tie-in to the number one TV show in America, Survivor. The charities that we're involved with help children who have been stricken with horrible diseases, things that we wouldn't want to discuss. But these charities, first of all, Phil, I'm glad to do something for the people of America.
And all right, let me interrupt you here.
Sure, Phil.
Let me interrupt you for just a second. You have franchise opportunities?
We're going to turn Survivor on a Stick into something that Americans could all enjoy. And
you're talking about franchising corn rat. In other words, rat on a stick, and you're going to sell this. And
we've got a franchise. And you know, let's call it Survivor on a Stick, because when you hear the words rat meat, people get turned off because they don't know what that is. But I'm telling you that it is delicious, and I'm telling you there's a franchise opportunity in this. Once people have themselves a Survivor on a stick, a corn rat if you want. They're going to love it. They're going to come back for more. 50% of all of the money is going to go to charity. I think it's a tremendous way to thank America for the great things that they've done for me. And another way of celebrating the number one show in America, Survivor. This is an opportunity also, Phil, for your listening audience to finally do something for somebody other than themselves. We find out through research that talk radio audiences generally are probably some of the most selfish people. They're very self-involved, the most self-involved people. But what a revolutionary thing for a talk radio audience to actually do something for someone other than themselves, to do something other than sit at home and dial a telephone, get involved with Survivor on a Stick. The tribe, Phil, has spoken. The tribe has spoken. Get involved with Survivor on a Stick.
Okay, Bob, the tribe has spoken.
It's an exciting opportunity, Phil.
All right, I'm going to get into the specifics, including your comment that talk radio listeners tend to do nothing for other people than themselves.
That's part of the focus group. This is a way for them to start to do something for people other than themselves, to do something other than sit at home and just shovel endless amounts of snack food into their gullets while listening to your show or somebody else's show. I'm saying that...
Okay, I want to get my phone number out there. First of all, we're talking to Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries about Survivor on a Stick. It is rat with a corn flour wrapping like a corn dog, and they are offering franchise opportunities. Our number is 1-800-449-8686, 1-800-449-8686. Bob, when you say that 50% of all of the profit is going to go to charity, what do you mean?
Phil, we are very happy at McGraw Industries and Survivor on a Stick to donate 50% of our proceeds to charity. So, in other words, we are giving away half of our business to some worthwhile charities.
Which are the charities?
There are a lot of great ones, Phil, involved with crippled children and the Crippled Children's Fund. I've got it in my briefcase right now. I wanted to get to some of these points.
Yeah, but can you specifically name some of the charities? Because a lot of my listeners, I'm involved with a charity here in Los Angeles.
I know you are, Phil. You do some great work. Yeah, the charities that we're involved in have to do with kids who are blind. And there are a lot of very sick kids out there, Phil, that really need our help. And I would encourage people to be involved with a McGraw Industries Survivor on a Stick franchise. And
but the charities, the specific?
Yeah, the specific charities. You know, there's a clipboard outside, and I'm going to get Mary to bring it into me in a minute because we got a list of them. But more importantly, Phil, Survivor on a Stick is a way for people to get involved in business, to do something for the community, to do something for somebody other than themselves. Forget about just giving money back to the community. Just doing something for anybody. It could be a dog. It could be a cat. It could be a guy who's just walking past your house. Just do something for someone other than yourself. And I say that to the listeners of talk radio across America. This is a great new opportunity for you to actually get up off of a chair and go outside and look at, like, there's trees and there's a cloud and a sky. Do something, anything, besides sitting there on your ever-widening cans, and let's do something.
Okay, well, the charities involved, because we do have people calling in and saying 50% of proceeds going to a charity is astounding.
It is astounding, Phil, but it's something I've been doing for the last 10 years.
No, I know you have, but what are the charities?
The charities involved, Phil, specifically have to do with blind. There's a blind kid one. We've got one for the kid. Mary, have you got that? Mary's got my briefcase is out in the car, Phil, right now. My wife took the car. And we are right now, we got to get the kids from our school, but we'll get that for you.
And what can you, just off the top of your head?
Off the top, I don't know. Phil, I am so involved in charity work. I am so involved in dealing with people on the charitable, I don't know.
Just one, just name one.
We've got a couple of them. What, the House of the Blind is one. I think it's called the House of the Blind or something, kids, blind kids.
And the House of the Blind, is that the name?
It's up in the valley. We do work for them. We work with the sisters, the nuns. And I know that you were raised by nuns, Phil. It's a very important thing for you. I know you're Catholic. I know that.
Well, I was raised by nuns, yeah.
Well, okay. Some of the nuns. We're giving money to nuns. I am so busy. I just got in from Phoenix because we had a late-night meeting.
What are the names of the charities? Has she gotten in with the thing?
I don't want you to... Don't worry. Are you worried?
No, we've got people wondering what's the names of the specific. If you're giving 50% of the money that you get from the Survivor on a Stick franchise to a charity, which charities are they?
Fair question, Phil. A very fair question. Mary Brown and John Smith, they are part of my staff. Could you go out to the car and get the list of the charities? Yeah, you know, the charities. Yeah, right. Go out to the car and get on radio. Yeah. Yeah, we'll have that in just a minute, Phil. And
okay, who was that who?
That's Mary Brown.
And who's the other guy?
John Smith.
Mary Brown and John Smith. And they're
members of my staff, yeah.
All right. Right with me right now is Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries. They are taking rat meat, and they are corned rat as opposed to corn dog as an inspiration from Survivor, the TV show. They are selling it, and they are offering franchises. 50% of this goes to charity. What are the charities? He's got his girl going out to the car to get that. So if you are interested in this opportunity, the tribe has spoken, as he says. And he says that buying a franchise opportunity in Survivor on a Stick, which basically is rat meat, it's corn rat, you can do something for somebody other than yourself for a change. 1-800-449-8686. That's the number to the Phil Hendry Show. 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Hendry Show. Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries is with us. We're doing our big Survivor preview hour. And with Survivor tonight being the final episode of this season, he harkens back to that one episode where they had rat, and Bob has developed a rat on a stick. Now, this is no joke, right, Bob?
Phil, this is absolutely done after many focus groups. We got several varieties of Survivor on a Stick. We've got teriyaki, peppercorn, Cajun, curry, sweet and sour. We're very serious about Survivor on a Stick.
Well, you call it Survivor on a Stick, but it is rat meat, right?
Yes, it is.
Now, where do you get the rats?
They're locally grown, Phil. They are farmed like any other produce, any other commodity. I'm not familiar with how beef is grown or how chickens, but they are fed no hormones. They are free range.
They're free range rats.
Yes.
That I've never.
Yeah, it's a wild. I don't know what free range, but I guess it means they can go anywhere they want to go. And believe me, these rats go where they want to go, okay? It's kind of like saying to the guy who's 6'7", where does he get to park his car? Anywhere he wants to, and that's what it's all about.
All right, let me go to a phone call here. Cutler Ridge on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
Yes, I've got just a quick comment for this gentleman. And
How old are you?
Me, I'm 26.
That's tremendous. Go ahead.
All right, and I'm not going to downgrade. I'm not going to say anything. I'm not going to bash because I'm not that type of person.
I appreciate that.
Okay, but I was in 92. We lived down there for Hurricane Andrew, and we went through a lot of that.
Yes,
and there were a lot of people.
Right.
You know, me, I do work for cystic fibrosis
and
stuff like that. But there's a lot of people, radio listeners and everything.
Well,
when we were out there, we were the ones volunteering our time with the Red Cross, handing out ice, handing out water, doing whatever we had to do. And the fact that the 90%, or I don't know if they're going to give a percent on the, you know, the radio listeners are just sitting there on their butts doing nothing.
Well, you know something? First of all, I want to say thank you. And I want to say thank you to you on behalf of millions of South Floridians and the people who suffered during Hurricane Andrew. Thank you very much. And I'm not really singling you out. What I'm saying, and Phil, I'm saying this to you, is that most of this young man is unique. And
are you saying he's in the minority?
He's definitely in the minority. Most people that listen to talk radio sit on their ever-deadening cans. I'll give you a statistic. This is from Scientific American. The nerve endings that lead to people's rear ends are deadened most of the time in the rear ends of people who listen to talk radio. They have no sensation there. You know what I mean, son?
Yes, I
do. Okay, so in other words, if I took a cricket bat, you know, have you ever seen a cricket bat? And I hauled off and did a Jim Rice swing for the fences with a cricket bat against the rear end of most talk radio listeners, they wouldn't feel it because they've been sitting on it for so long, they've killed all the nerve endings to that part of their body. You're unique. You are in the minority of it's pretty easy to steal our wallets. I could pick the pocket of most talk radio listeners because they can't feel anything back there. I was going to say, and I don't mean anything, Phil, and if I'm saying something out of line, you could commit sodomy against these.
Okay, that's way out of line, all right?
I'm sorry.
Well,
I'm sorry.
You know, like I said, I really didn't call the bash, and you're right.
Yeah,
that
I'm so proud of you and what you've done, and I can only say thank God for you. Thank God for you. Well, and the work you do for the, what is it?
Cystic fibrosis.
Who are they?
Cystic fibrosis is a, it's a disease that strikes.
Oh, that's the disease.
Right.
All right.
And like I said, Red Cross, we were doing.
Do you have that, or is what is that?
No, I
don't. No, he doesn't have it.
I don't, but I'm a surviving cancer patient, so I do whatever I can to help, you know, certain organizations that I can.
What cancer do you have?
I've I'm finished. I'm in remission, but I
You're
had.
You're all done with it?
I had an uncle.
I had an uncle. They took about 6 feet of his colon out, and he's got a plastic bag, very much like a baggie, something that's a Ziploc. It hangs from his side. Are you interested in Survivor on a Stick? What it is a mall kiosk, okay? And what we do is we give you the franchise, 50% profit you keep, 50% goes to charity. Your overhead in the first 2 years is covered by me. What do you think?
I would have to think about it.
Well, I'm telling you, for a young man who survived colon cancer or whatever you had, you know, you can't beat it.
Look, if I had colon cancer, the last thing I want to put in my colon is rat.
All right, Phil, you know, I'm not, am I knocking you?
I'm sorry?
Am I knocking you?
No.
Am I knocking this young man?
No, you've been very nice to him.
Then why are you guys doing this to me? See,
that's my
only question. Why would you do this to me?
I
feel bad.
Well, I hope.
I feel you made me feel that way.
I hope
I was trying to do was help you.
I understand that.
Jesus H. Christ. And
you have to watch your language.
I'm sorry.
Look, sir,
this kid calls up. He had 6 feet of colon cut out of him.
Look,
Jesus.
Like I said, I didn't call this show to bash anybody or to hurt anybody. I just wanted to make my point known that there are some people who sit on their butts and do nothing, but I am not one of them.
That's absolutely right. You're not one of them. And God bless you. God bless you.
Well, thank you very much.
And thank you very much, sir, because I know that you say...
Okay.
All right, have a good night.
But see you later.
Bye.
Okay, goodbye.
Bye.
I'm not saying goodbye to you.
Oh, you're still there?
Yeah, the kid hung up.
All right.
Okay. Let's,
Phil, what all I'm saying is this. There's a lot of people out there that need help. Why not why not start helping them now?
And have you gotten that list of charities?
I'm working on that. My staff's working.
What have you done? I asked you 20 minutes ago, give me the charity, okay? And I'd like a list of those. San Antonio on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hey.
Yes, sir.
I just think that's a pretty sorry way to try to raise money for charities.
That's a sorry way how?
Rat on a stick?
Well, have you tried it? Don't knock it till you've tried it. And let me
Rat.
Tell you something, my
hey,
friend.
Hey, I'm from Texas.
If we
did
from Texas. I know. You know what? That's what you got a problem with that? Beef is fantastic. I love a good steak. I'm saying it's just a snack in a mall.
You're not going to raise. You're going to go out of business, and you're going to take the charity.
No, you know something? If a lot of people listened to that kind of advice, we wouldn't be flying airplanes right now. We wouldn't have gone across the ocean and discovered America right now. We wouldn't have a cure for the common cold with penicillin. No, sir. What we're doing is introducing.
You're ranking rat on a stick. You're comparing rat on a stick to penicillin.
No,
or to the car or to the light bulb?
No, sir, I'm not. What I'm saying is...
And the second thing, try and insult me because I listen to talk radio.
No.
I happen to have a job where I travel many miles. And people like this show. I like listening to it. And you're insulting me.
I'm not insulting. All I'm saying
to you
is
that... I would never buy rat on a stick.
I'll tell you this much, my friend. You're missing out on a taste treat.
Well, I got a taste treat for you.
Yeah, I'll bet you do.
What kind of a taste treat have you got there, sir?
You know something, Phil? Hang up with this asshole. More and more people are eating strange animals, Phil. Pork, ostrich, turkey, buffalo. I know a guy that just about every night of the week, he serves his family pork chops. And yet, they eat it. They sit down and eat it. I'm saying all you need to do is try it. Try rat on a stick. You'll like it.
Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries back with us. They're serving up rat on a stick as a way of raising money for charity and as a way of pointing up to the success of Survivor. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Henry Show. We're talking with Bob McGraw from McGraw Industries, and he is telling us about this is a franchise opportunity. You want a franchise rat on a stick, and you are dead serious, and you've done focus groups, and this is based on the Survivor episode where they ate rat meat. And
Phil, I'll tell you this right now, Phil. I never thought I wouldn't believe it if I had seen it myself, but it is delicious. And
well, what does rat meat taste like?
I indicated to you already, Phil, that we do a different kind of preparation, any kind, teriyaki, we can do a peppercorn. Rat meat is surprisingly like, I don't know if you've had any venison sausage.
In other words, it's sort of a gamey taste?
It's a very tender and gamey taste, and it's a delicious thing. Also, Phil, Survivor appeals to a young audience. If you get a rat on a stick franchise, you'll get many young people lining up at your Survivor on a stick stand to be involved in the youth and the youth market. The youth are, they've got more disposable income than ever before, and corn rat is right up their alley. So that
today's youth has more disposable income than ever before, and corn rat is up their alley.
As crazy as it sounds, as nuts as that sounds, that's right. And I'm looking at TV right now. That looks like Dr. Laura doing weather on CNN. Is that, does she?
No, Dr. Laura doesn't do weather on CNN.
God, it looks just like her.
All right, here is Council Bluffs on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, sir.
I'm calling from Council Bluffs, Iowa, at the Rock Island Depot. I pulled off the road. I'm on a cell phone. I'm 61 years old.
How are you? I'm Bob McGraw, sir. How are you?
Well, I'm doing good. But
great.
First of all, where are you going to have sell rat? Is it going to be in shopping malls?
No, we are going to put it in kiosks in malls. But it'll be a kiosk-style concession as opposed to a large franchise takeout operation.
Okay. What malls are going?
Well,
to
I don't
do
know,
this?
Sir. That depends upon where you want to put your bet.
How many do you have now?
Look at are you in or are you out?
Well, I how many do you have?
We don't have any yet. That's why
well,
we're on
bingo,
the air.
Bingo,
what's
nobody's
bingo?
Going to eat rat. Phil says no one's going to eat rat.
No, but you know something?
Right.
Don't knock
and
until you try
thing,
it. Don't knock until you tried it.
Well,
don't knock
I'm not going to
it.
Knock it. But
okay.
The second thing, you don't even know what charities you're going to give to. I'm a show, an anti-show promoter, and I have, when I call a radio station,
right.
Or a TV station, I'm prepared.
Well, I've got a list of charities.
What are the charities? We want to know what are the charities
that
you're involved in, okay?
Yeah, that's the first thing. I would cut him off if he don't give you the charities,
Phil. No, sir, no. There is a blind kid charity.
Oh, come on, you have to know the charity.
I do know the charity, sir, and my girl is...
You haven't given it to him yet, sir.
My girl is going out to my car to get it.
Oh, she's been going for the last 20 minutes I've been listening.
You said Mary was going to the car.
I don't believe you.
Sir, I've not insulted you. I don't ask you to insult
me.
No,
I'm not insulting you, sir, but you're insulting the American public.
I don't
by
believe
the
so.
Rats, and 50% of nothing is nothing because
sir,
you're not going to sell it.
What are the
rats.
Charities? A lot of these charities are Southern California-based, right?
No, they are national in scope.
National in scope.
Well,
where are they?
Phil, I have told you, and I've told this gentleman, I don't know how many times, there's a deal for blind kids, and there's one for kids that have the crippling.
Well, that's the general description, sir.
Well, what is it that kids have when they get crippled?
I'm not trying to make you out a bad guy.
All right.
I'm sure you're not.
I appreciate that.
But I really believe that anybody who goes on a national show as prominent as this one would be prepared in front of him to go down the list and say every
right.
charity that you're giving to.
What charities are you involved in?
Okay, we got it right here. Thank you, Mary. Mary Brown is with my office. House of the Blind. All right?
Okay.
Okay. And the Home for the Week.
Home for the Week.
Yes, sir.
Where's that at?
What
sir?
Is the Home for the Week?
That's in... I can't read that. It's blurred.
Well, that's...
It's smudged.
That's, you know... What about the, across the United States? How about MS? And how about...
We don't do MS
different
because...
Different ones like that.
MS is... That's Jerry Lewis. That's his deal.
Well, I'm
we
talking about
muck
ones
around.
Like that.
I'm not getting in Jerry Lewis's stuff, okay?
No, but you got to get some.
Right.
These two
polio.
I've never
here's
heard
one
of.
Here. Here's one for polio, and one for diphtheria.
Polio's been stamped out, and diphtheria's been stamped out in the United States.
We don't need to have charities for those.
What?
No.
We
no.
don't need to have charities for polio and diphtheria. They have been stamped out. What are you going to tell me next? You got one for smallpox?
Well, you know, Phil, I haven't insulted you.
What do you got next on that list? One for smallpox? How about one for chickenpox? Let's wipe out the scourge of chickenpox.
How about one for acne?
Okay.
Now
you're pissing me off.
Well,
I've been nice to you.
My intelligence, saying that I'm a guy that does nothing but listen to talk shows.
Yeah.
You pissed me off.
Pissed you off? I'm just saying, why don't you get up and do something for somebody other than yourself for a change?
I'm calling in, doing something for the American public, telling them that, Phil,
you got a charity for smallpox. All right, sir. Thank you for your call. Diphtheria and what's next? Typhoid?
Phil, I'm doing the best I can for the kids of America. I didn't come on this program to be ambushed. And boy, that guy in Council Bluffs, I hope I don't see him at a Survivor on a Stick kiosk, because you know what? I may be tempted to refuse him service. That guy may be calling in, but he still is sitting on his rear end.
All right. Culver City on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi. Okay.
Yes, ma'am.
I'm sorry, but you cannot harass the listeners on this show and say that they all sit on their asses and do nothing but listen
talk
to the
radio
show.
Talk radio.
You know what? It's my turn to talk.
Yes, ma'am.
Okay? You cannot tell people that they don't do anything just because they're not necessarily involved with charities.
Are you watching Survivor?
Doing something for yourself and for your friends is something that you do every day.
Are you sitting
and
down?
And you're not helping anyone by helping diseases that have already been cured.
Are you watching Survivor tonight? Because that's
no,
what this
I'm not.
Is all...
I think Survivor is an idiotic show for stupid people.
I bet you you're sitting down right now, too.
No, I'm not. Actually, I'm standing up because I'm really pissed off about the things that you've been saying
I'm
all day.
Saying that the Survivor show tonight, the number one show in America today,
that's
Survivor.
Because the masses are idiots.
Is a show that has inspired a lot of people to...
Yeah, to do what? To eat bugs?
No.
To, like, win $1 million?
To go out and win themselves a piece of the American dream, ma'am.
Yeah,
and,
a piece of the American dream. How about working for the American
well,
dream?
That's
what
they're doing.
To doing something?
That's what they're doing.
What getting off your ass and doing something? Not
that
being
they are.
Sick because you're, like, good-looking or cool.
No, they're working for the American dream. They
no,
ate
they're
rat
not.
Meat.
They're
oh,
on a show sitting on an island
I bet your legs
competing
hurt.
Against each other, making themselves feel horrible.
You know, you say you're standing up right now.
Yeah, I am, actually.
I'll bet you, look at lady, if your ass is half as big as your mouth, we're in cheap trouble.
Okay, so now you think you're a funny man.
No, I don't, but she's insulting me. Survivor's the number one show in America. How dare she not watch it? Are you going to watch it?
Did you just threaten me?
Yes, I did. I'm going to come to your house and kick your ass if you don't watch Survivor tonight.
Stick one of those rat sticks up your ass, buddy.
Oh, now you're tightening my jaws.
Yeah, you know what? Like, I could give a fuck.
Hey, what a mouth you got.
Okay, she's
listen to the S-bomb, MFSF. That's one of the charities we're donating to, by the way, the MF Foundation, which I'm very proud of.
Okay, Bob, so Survivor...
Survivor's the number one show in America today. They ate rat meat. We went out and we tested it. People liked it. We're selling it on a stick, and we're doing it to help charities. We're stamping out polio and typhus. And it...
Yeah, that's great. Polio and typhus, man. You're raise enough money, and we'll get rid of hoof and mouth disease while we're on the subject.
Don't forget jaundice.
Yeah, let's not forget that either. Bob McGraw, a real piece of work.
I'm Bob McGraw, folks, helping America help itself. Remember, get up off your can, talk radio listeners. Do something, anything, for anybody other than yourselves. Bob McGraw, till next time, I'm Bob McGraw.
Yeah, I bet you he salutes when he does that, too. Something tells me he goes like a little salute with the left hand. Okay, so there's Bob McGraw. If you guys want some information, we'll have a number to give to you later on in the show on how you can start your own corn rat kiosk. And next thing you know, you'll be sucking on corn rat and watching Survivor as it premieres next year. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Phil Henry Show, 1-800-449-8686. This is the Phil Henry Show. People wonder about obscenity on the radio or on television and how it gets off the air and how you... We have a seven-second delay, and I'm not going to tell you how it works because I don't even know. But the point being that if somebody says something that is supposed to be obscene, then we hit the button and it doesn't go on the air. Now, occasionally you'll miss one, but most of the time it's okay. And the last caller from Culver City, California, she let out with about three or four Fs in a row, and I think we caught them all, but we might have not caught a half of a one. Now, we got local stations, and while we originate from Los Angeles, we have, you know, some 61 or 62 other radio stations, and they have people who also are operating their broadcast boards. So one would hope, one would pray, one would plead with the gods of one's parents' choice that there's somebody along the food chain who's going to hit a button and not let that thing go out. But I don't know. Because I've gotten, you know, a little bit of flack. Well, you know, these words, they hit, they get out on the air. We do everything that we can. Now, at the local station level, what you guys can do, you can hit your dump button. And guess what? Everybody's happy. But I guess some people are off taking a pee break. I don't know. I remember Maria was working up, and my wife Maria was working in Sacramento at a station up there. And they were really Johnny on the spot up there. Some caller called up and let go with an F-bomb, right? And not only did it not get dumped, it went out over the air. But then they used that as a best of. They replayed her show on the weekend, and it still went out over the air. Says whoever was putting those tapes together didn't hear it. Went out twice. That's two Fs, two for the price of one. And then there's a story that I love. When I was working in Ventura, our news director was in charge of a Sunday morning public affairs show. And I think it was something like Ventura County Focus was the name of it. And so every week he would tape an hour interview with some local Ventura County newsmaker. And then on Sunday morning at, say, you know, 6 or 7 a.m., which is when public affairs programming ordinarily airs on radio stations, Ventura County Focus would come on the air on this radio station with your host, so-and-so. Well, he taped this thing, but he had a false start, and so he started it again. And by a false start, he started, and then he made a mistake, and he stopped, and he started again. What he forgot to do was edit that false start out and only have the second start. So this, and please forgive my language, if you're just at all sensitive to language, I suggest you turn the radio off now. But this is a direct quote. The guy started off with, "Good morning, this is Ventura County Focus." God damn it! And then, "Good morning, this is Ventura County Focus," and along he went. And that aired at 7 a.m. on Easter morning, 1991. Easter morning. With families going off to church, kids getting little chocolate eggs out of baskets. And there's our news director. "Good morning. This is Ventura County Focus." And then there's the Dan Rather story that he told in his book about a some kind of a preacher tape that he was running. In those days, you had discs. And Dan Rather's working on a radio station down in Texas. So he put this disc on to the preacher who was going to preach up Sunday morning with some taped disc, preacher preach, you know. And the guy was saying something like, "God damns you to hell." But it stuck. The record stuck. Now, Rather goes out the door. Did you ever read this book? It's a great book. It's called The Camera Never Blinks. And it's a autobiographical. But anyway, Rather goes out the door to take a pee break or have a cigarette or something. And the radio station, the door locks behind him or something. And the record skips. So what the preacher is supposed to say, "God damns you to hell." And it just went, "God damned, God damned, God damned, God damned, God damned." And that went on for like, and there's Rather pounding on the door. He's beating on the windows. He's trying to kick a window in. He's trying to take a machete to somebody's office. You know, whatever he can do to get in, he can't do it. And for like a half hour all the way, all over wherever this town is, you know, all they heard was, "God damned, God damned, God damned." And this is like Sunday morning. This is a true story. And this is like Sunday morning, you know, in the deep South. Yeah. And then there's a story of when I worked at WCCO in Minneapolis. Now, WCCO in Minneapolis is just about one of the most staid, conservative, and by conservative, I don't mean political. I mean conservative in their presentation. I can't think of too many other radio stations that are more just with a cob wedged than that station. Real, real slow and conservative. And as a matter of fact, they ran their talk shows. They were a music station, but they decided to go talk radio. They decided to change their format to a talk radio format. They had no clue. They had no idea of what they were up against. They ran their shows without any delay. because they were up there in Minneapolis, in friendly Minnesota, and people call in, and they're all friendly, right? Wrong. So I'm listening one night to some guy's show, and, you know, when you listen to talk radio in Minneapolis, it's kind of like, okay, and so that's what I think the governor should do, but that's just my opinion. Now, you're entitled to your own, and let's go to another phone call. Who we got on the line here?
Yeah, hi, this is Scott in Columbia Heights.
Go ahead, Scott.
Well, I think you ought to pound it clear up your ass, and you should stick it right up where the moon doesn't...
And this just went on and on and on, of this guy telling the host to pound it, jam it, cram it, you know, bag it, don't wrap it. And the guy had no dump and no delay, and a few MFs got out and a couple of Fs, and the guy had no delay, and he was so stunned he didn't even hang up on the guy, so the guy was able to get out about a good 7 or 8 seconds of pound it, jam it, and stuff it, and finally he hangs up.
Well, boy, that... Oh, how about that, huh? Okay, we'll do a weather break and be right back.
And I'm listening to this. I'm going, this is WCCO Minneapolis, good neighbor to the Northwest, and this crap's going out on the air. And you want to know something? This is the most bizarre aspect to all of this. This is a radio station that had, and I'm not kidding you, they had like a 14 share. They had a 14 share. That's how big, how huge. You know, you go back Midwest, these stations get 14 and 15 shares, man. They're enormous. Not one person called to complain. And the reason for that is this station gets a 15 share, so everybody sort of says they listen to it, but they don't. I don't think they had one stinking listener to their radio station. So those are all of my radio stories having to do with obscenity, and I guess I could probably think of a few more. But that's it. Isn't that an interesting thing? And to this day, and the only other thing is I know that to this day they keep complaining that I ever worked at their station. They just, even now, people will call, and it's a good thing you got rid of Henry. Thank you. It's only been 7 years. Get over it. Thank you for getting rid of him because, did I call the right station? All right, our number is 1-800-449-8686, The Phil Hendry Show, and a reminder. Oh, by the way, I had an interesting conversation with Mike Schaefer, my producer, Maria Sanchez, my wife, and Melissa Morgan, our associate producer and writer, about Anne Heche. Anne Heche was babbling at a door in Fresno. As you know, we've made reference to this. My wife and Melissa say it's because she was emotionally distraught. And Mike and I said that she needs a CAT scan. Maybe she has a brain tumor. And they said, are you crazy? Obviously, she's upset. I said, wait a minute. She was babbling at a stranger's door asking for them to put on slippers, and she'd put on slippers, and they could watch cartoons. It was a completely incoherent babbling thing. And my wife and my, they're both saying, oh, yeah, well, obviously, she's just upset about the breakup of her relationship. I go, what are you talking about? You guys don't understand. I said, I've been through a lot of relationships. I didn't go to a stranger's house and ask him to put on pink slippers. I think she needs a CAT scan. I think there might be a brain tumor or something. I'm being very serious. And my wife thinks it's a matter of her. She just needs her beauty rest. 1-800-449-8686. Phil Hendry Show.